In Wisconsin, an elderly woman who housed orphans was about to lose her home to foreclosure when her 12-year-old grandson came to the rescue. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, back with the story of Noah the Dreamcatcher after this.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights, say no to surveillance, and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
For years, Janice Sparhawk cared for dozens of orphans, many dropped on her doorstep after dark. But at 72, she was in trouble. Her health failing, she couldn't pay the mortgage. Unless she found $10,000, the bank would foreclose. She appealed to her congressman, her governor, and even the president, but it was her grandson, Noah, who saved the day. The 12-year-old posted her story on a website he'd created 3 years earlier, Noah's Dreamcatcher Network, to help hurricane victims. Within days, enough money had poured in to rescue Sparhawk, her foster kids, and their faith in America. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.